Now, besides vessels that were used in a funeral feast, we find many, many pieces of fine jewelry from these tombs. Now, unlike the vessels that were in silver, these pieces of jewelry are almost all in gold, or sometimes in electrum, that natural alloy of gold and silver. One very impressive tomb that seems to have belonged to a woman, the tomb looter, who was later interviewed by a Turkish archaeologist, he was identified and information was gained from him. The looter claims that he came across a body on one of those benches I mentioned, one of those kline. And although the body was greatly deteriorated, the jewelry was still adhering to its original position. Earrings were found next to the body's chin, and across the chest of the body was a magnificent necklace made of gold with stones of colored semi-precious rock in the form of acorns, with the nut of the acorn in turquoise or amethyst or agate, and the head of the acorn in gold. Also, a brooch of gold in the form of a hippocamp, that is a half horse and half fish, was somewhere on the chest of the body, as well as a number of finger rings. Now, in general, the jewelry from these tombs also reflect Persian influence. Many of the pieces use a technique known as cloisonné, where glass was enclosed within a golden framework. And that's a Persian technique rather than a Lydian technique. And also, some of the bracelets are clearly in the style of Persian art and not Lydian art. So therefore, it's really clear that the inhabitants of these tombs, or the users of these tombs, were interested in celebrating at least a status that they associated with the Persians. I'm not saying that they agreed with belonging to the Persian Empire, but certainly they could celebrate wealth as being comparable to the wealth of their conquerors. Now, it is a tragedy that these tombs were looted, and it was only through great efforts of Turkish archaeologists that these objects were returned to their homeland. And luckily, many of the looters were captured, and they were able to tell the archaeologists where these objects came from. Otherwise, these objects would be curious, beautiful objects that had no provenience, and therefore really have no meaning for archaeologists. A beautiful silver bowl without understanding where it came from is just that, a beautiful object. But knowing that it came from a tomb of an elite Lydian living under Persian rule, knowing that it was used in part of a funeral feast that took place within the tomb itself, is priceless, much more important than the market value of a silver vase. So archaeologists today and museums today are very concerned with only getting objects that are legitimately removed from the native country, and ideally, objects are not taken out of the country from which they were discovered. And I will end with a very sad story of an event that took place about 2 months ago in February of 2011. There's another tomb I haven't talked about that was found in southern Lydia or northern Lycia. And Lycia is a region we'll talk about in our next lecture. And this is a remarkable tomb that was looted in antiquity, so we don't have the objects from the tomb. But the tomb has remarkable paintings on the wall, paintings that show the tomb owner, who seems to be a local Anatolian, but he's dressed like a Persian. And it's another one of these local elites who is embracing the elite status that Persian clothing and jewelry symbolized. And this tomb has been well studied and has been well known, but because it's fragile and painted, It has not been visible by archaeologists. It has been very difficult to get to visit this tomb. Well, unfortunately, 2 months ago, during the cover of night, looters somehow entered the tomb and cut the blocks from the tomb that have the painting and removed the paintings altogether. The looters must have been working for a private collector because no museum would be able to display these famous paintings. And so, even today, it's clear that artifacts that have been studied and are known in the archaeological literature still may not be safe as long as private individuals are more concerned with their own gain than with what these objects can give to the world at large. So in the next lecture, I will be talking about the region of Lycia, where that poor tomb was discovered, and show how the Lycians had a very unique fate under Persian rule.
This ends Lecture 7.